Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, on this 14th day of October 2021. Folks, finally a drier, more stable weather pattern after the heavy rain event, flood event that we saw in the last 24-hour period. The system has moved by a little more quickly than we thought it would, and the rainfall was not the heaviest necessarily in the areas that we thought it would be, but folks, certainly heavy enough. Here in the Austin area, we really got some good beneficial rainfalls of upwards of 3 to 4 inches in some areas across the city. Most of us at least had 2 inches of rain across the city of Austin, but you get just south in parts of Hays County, upwards to 5 to 7 inches of rain, and down south along the I-10 corridor, New Braunfels, Seguin, back toward Luling, and back toward LaGrange, north a little bit, northwest of Columbus, the rain was excessive. Down southeast of Seguin, we're getting some reports that there may have been as much as 10 to 12 inches of rain down there. Flooding, high water rescues, a lot of roadways closed down there. If you're traveling south and east of Austin today, and even on 71 over toward LaGrange, where they picked up between 8 and 9 inches of rain, folks, you need to be very cautious. Remember, turn around, don't drown, especially if you get off the main highways and get into the areas that are a little more isolated. Well, a drier, stable weather pattern for us. By afternoon, clouds will break as a weak cold front moves in from the west. Folks, this leading cold front is not going to do much other than get some of the low-level moisture out of the way. Tomorrow, though, a stronger cold front by midday. That front will be accompanied by much drier and cooler air, which will prevail through the weekend. Folks, I'm looking at sunshine, highs in the 70s, lows in the 40s and 50s for our weekend. By early next week, we'll see the high pressure move to the east. As that occurs, another cold front will move into Texas by next Wednesday into Thursday. Looks like it'll move through our local area sometime during the day on Wednesday. Folks, just don't see much moisture ahead of it. Limited rain chances, if any, as the front comes through, followed by a reinforcement of some cooler air for the latter part of next week. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, 14th day of October 2021. I'll update my audio weather thoughts and the 7-day forecast on the website again tomorrow morning, Friday morning. Have yourself a good day.